This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua. We're learning Masechas Ksubos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We're continuing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that, continuing on what the previous Mishnah ended off, Masa Yodeha, her handiwork that she made in her father's lifetime, Umetziyasa, and that which she found, Afal Pi Shaloi Govsa, even if she didn't collect it. So far the Mishnah discussed the case whether if you were Oymid Bedin before the father died or before she became a Bageres. So the Tanakhama says it goes to the father, and therefore if the father dies, it goes to the brother. Or if you were Oymid Bedin before she became a Bageres, it belongs to the brother. It belongs to the father, the father belongs to the brother. Rav Shimon says, no, Oymid Bedin is irrelevant. If you didn't collect it, even if you were Oymid Bedin before the father died, it goes to her. Maisa Yadea, her handiwork, what she made, Umetziyasa, and what she found, Afal Pi Shaloi Gavsa, even though she didn't collect it, let's say her schar, Meis Ha'av, if the father dies, Harehin Shal Achen, it belongs to the brother. Because as soon as she made the money, as soon as she found it, the father is Zoicha. And it's not similar to Knas. Knas is not Mamayin until you're Oymed Bedin. And the proof is, because if you would be Maidi, you'd be Pater. But these rights of her, the wages that she earned, or what she found, is already Mamayin, but even before you're Oymed Bedin. Okay, so basically the Mishnah said that a Nara, Shenispatata, or Shenensa, the Boishes, the Pagam, the Knas, the Tsar, goes to the father. The father died, but you sued, the Tanakhama says it belongs to the father. So the Mishnah wants to know, what's the Chiddush of this Mishnah? That the father gets the Knas, Mai Kamash Malan. What's the chiddush over here? Tanina, this is something you already learned. Andaf lametes. Hamafata noisein shalai shadvarim. One who seduces a woman pays three things. V'ha'ines arba. And one who rapes a woman pays four things. So what's the chiddush? That you pay boishes, pagam, kenas, tsar? We already learned that. Hamafata noisein boishes, pagam, kenas, moisavala v'ha'ines, noisenas, tsar. Says Gemara, well, here the chiddush is that it goes to the father. We know that there's payment, but who gets to keep the payment? The chiddush is it goes to the father. Says the Gemara, La'avia itzrichalei. We need it to teach that it goes to the father. Says the Gemara, La'avia nami pshita. To the father, it's also pashit. Why? Because if you're chayiv to pay a mefate, then obviously it goes to the father. Because if it would go to her, she was meichalet. Says the Gemara, Pshita, mida kiyav mefata, because the fact that mefata has to pay it, dila atzna, because if it goes to her, amayav mefata, midaita avad. If it goes to her, why would the mefata have to give it? Midaita avad. She did it with her consent. So the fact that you have to pay a mefata clearly means that it goes to the father. So once we already know from the previous Mishnah that a mefata pays, so then obviously it's going to the father. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? It says the Gemara, Amda b'din etzrichalei plukta d'Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. The chiddush here is the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan hold if you're oymid b'din before the father dies, the father is zoicha in it. And Reb Shimon says he has to only if he actually collected it. Fine. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a mission over there. Anasta ufitisa esbiti. You raped or you seduced my daughter. Vahu aymer loy anasti v'loy pititi. And the guy says, no, I didn't rape her, I didn't seduce her. So the father says, what do you mean? Mashbiachani. I'm making you swear. I adjure you. Va'amar, and he says, Amen. Okay, I take it. I take the oath. And then he admits, V'yachar kach hoida. Then he admits that he in fact raped her. Chayev. You're chayev. Why? The Rashi explains, you're chayev karen. You have to pay the principal, v'choymesh, and one-fifth, v'osham. And in osham, im hoida achrichein, if you admit afterwards, v'zeo asham gezelois. This is asham gezelois. Meaning, an asham gezelois is brought when you deny money, you swear falsely, and then you admit. So you have to pay a karen, choymesh, and bring a carbon. Now, Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon exempts you. Why? She'ena misham knas al piatzmai. Because Reb Shimon says, of course you're pater. What are you chayiv on? You're not chayiv if you swear and then admit, because admitting would never be mechayiv you. Reb Shimon exempts you because you don't pay knas al piatzmai. Rashi says you only pay knas through edim. So since if you would have admitted when he claimed it, you would have been pater. So when you deny it, that's not considered denying money. Reb Shimon says the only time it's considered denying is if admission would obligate you. But if admission doesn't obligate you, then denying is not a denial. Denial is only a denial if it's possible to admit and be chayiv. But if even admitting is not mechayiv you, then it's not considered a denial. And admitting won't be mechayiv you because it's knas. So the question is, so what did the Rabbanon say? Amrulai, they said it's not true. Because it's true that we would not be chayiv, he would not be chayiv knas if he admitted, but he would be chayiv on the monetary payments of Boishas and Pagam. Amrulai, they said to him, Afo pi she'enu mishalim knas al pi atzma, even though he would not pay knas on his own, Amo mishalim Boishas and Pagam al pi atzma. So the question now is going to be, so what does Reb Shimon hold? Well, why does Reb Shimon say pater? Well, what about the monetary payments over here? The Gemara continues. Boi minei Abaye mi Rabba. Abaye asked from Rabba. Which Rabba? Rashi says, Abaye asked from Rabba bar Nachmeni, his Rabbi. Ha'omer l'chaveiroi, one who says to his friend, Anasta upatisas biti. You raped or you seduced my daughter. V'he'amadaticha b'din. And not only were you chayiv knas, I sued you. V'nischayavta limamoin. And Bezdin obligated you money. So not only am I saying you owe me knas, I'm saying you owe me money. Because by the fact that I sued you means Bezdin transferred it to monetary obligation. V'hu aymer, and he says, Laya nasti. I didn't coerce, v'loi pititi, I didn't seduce, v'loi he'amartani b'din, and you never sued me, v'loi nischayavti l'chamamayin, and I never owed the money. V'nishba, and then he swore, and then v'hoida. So now the question is this considered monetary payment? We know Reb Shimon holds that if you deny rape, that's not considered denial of money, because you're just denying knas. But what about in this case, where the person said, not only are you chayiv knas, but moreover, we transferred it, we elevated it to a monetary obligation. Reb Shimon Mai, Kivan de Amad Bedin, Mamoy Nahavoy? Do we say, since you were sued, it's like monetary payment, umechai vale carbon shvua, and now, because you denied and then you admitted, you have to bring what's called an asham gezelois. A dilmor maybe, afagav de amad bedin, even though you were sued, knas have, it's still a knas. Why would it still be a knas? Because it originated as a penalty, even though it was then transferred into a monetary obligation when the person was sued. That was the question that Abaye asked Rabba Bar Nachmeni. If the person says, not only did you rape my daughter, but we sued you, does it then become a monetary payment that the person denies it would be considered kofer mamon? So Rabbi Bar Nachmani said, it's actually, in this case, it would be money. And you would have to bring a carbon for swearing falsely. So now the Gemara is going to challenge us based on the idea that the Pasuk by Asham Gezelois seems to indicate that only something that originated as money is something that is mechayev a carbon, but something that was originally knas and then was elevated to the status of money, you wouldn't bring a carbon. Eisvei, Reb Shimon Omer, Yachal, I would think, Omer lechaver, one who says to his friend, Anasta, you raped, Patisa, Sbiti, you seduced my daughter. Vahu, Omer, and the one being accused says, no, loya nasti, I didn't rape. Veloy PTC, I didn't seduce. Hamish Sharchas Avdi. Let's say an owner says your ox gored and killed my Evid. You owe me 30 shekel. Velo Aimer Loy Hamis. No, he didn't. Aisha Amar Loy Avdi. Or let's say your slave says he palta shini, you knocked out my tooth. Vesimisas Aini, you blinded my eye. Velo Aimer, and he says, no, Loy Palti. I didn't knock out your tooth. Veloy Simisi, I didn't blind your eye. Vinishba, and the guy swore that he didn't do it, and then he admitted that he lied. V'hayda, yachal yehei chayiv. Now, in all these cases, it originated as knas, but let's see the reason why you're pater. I would think you're chayiv tamaloymer v'kichesh ba'amisai. If you deny your friend b'pikadon in a deposit, I b'sesumesiyad or in a loan, I b'gazel or in robbery, or you oppressed your friend, or you found an aveda v'chicheshba, v'nishba al shekar. You know what all these things have in common? Ma elu miyuchadim, all of these are unique and special. Shehin mamon, they're monetary. Av kol shehin mamon. Anything that's a monetary payment and you deny, then you bring in asham gezelas. Yatsu elu, to exclude these, shehin knas. And the Gemara is going to assume that this is the true, even if you're Amad Bedin. Says the Gemara, my love, Kisha Amad Bedin. Is this not true even when you are sued, you don't bring in Hashem Gezelois? And this would be Poishet Abaye's question. Says the Gemara, no, Loi B'Shaloi Amad Bedin. It's Dafka talking about where you weren't sued, and therefore it never was elevated to the status of Mama. But maybe if you were sued, then you would bring a carbon Hashem Gezelois. Okay, we'll hold over here. And this week I have a wedding on Tuesday, so let's try for Monday and Thursday. Okay, thank you for joining. Shkoyach for giving the shiur on Shabbos. Appreciate it, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.